What is your life? The answer is that your life is like a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. I'm sure that some of you woke up this morning and you poured yourself a cup of coffee. And as you poured, steam rose from your coffee cup and then vanished. That's the brevity of life. So what is your life? What are you doing with your life? Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where that's the topic of discussion. James chapter 4, verse 13. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. What you are doing with your life is really at the heart of James' message here. You see, people were doing all sorts of stuff, good stuff. They were going on business trips. They were providing for themselves and for their family. They were making money. And there's nothing wrong with what they were doing. There's nothing wrong with making plans. In fact, making plans is a good thing. Having goals is a good thing. But the heart of the matter with James is who was being left out of the plans. Did you notice that James says, come now, you who say? Are you telling me, Cliff, that it matters how I talk about my plans for my life? Yes, it matters, because what you say is affected by how you think and what is in your heart. The Bible says, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The psalm writer said, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you. You see, the two are linked, and the people James is addressing constantly made plans and consistently had no regard for God in their lives. So how dare someone, how arrogant of someone to make plans for a day, for a year, but give no regard to the creator and sustainer and the taker of life. What is your life? It's just a vapor. Are you prepared for what happens when the mist of your life fades into eternity? That's the question. As you pray today, please remember Alicia Sampson and her husband Chris, our missionaries in the Philippines. Also, remember the English Native American Life Word broadcast in America.